It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
He just doesn't play a good
one. We're talking about our new website.
Now go.
Yes, I have permission. Oh my gosh. Hi guys. So we are here in the studio with myself, Tammy, Brian, and we have Angel and Hope in the house today.
Just think about that. We got Hope, Angel, and Ed.
Yeah. Hi, Ed.
What do you think of that, Ed?
Ed's special today. How you doing, Ed? All right. So I just want to do something really quick before we start the show today. I just want to say a quick shout out to Shyla and Layla and Lexi. They are the most spectacular little people that I have met this year and thus far, actually. Layla and Lexi, I hope you had a great day at school today. I'm going to show you a video of them later. This little girl should be in movies, like seriously. She's so animated and she's so cute. They're both cheerleaders and they did really well at their last cheer competition. So I just want to say hi to you guys. I love you guys.
You know, if you can put the video, because I was listening to MJ in the morning. Every show he sells videos.
Oh, yeah.
And he's on radio. So I was thinking, how's he doing that? And do you know what he does? He tells people to go, like he did a video. I guess this guy stole $11,000 worth of food out of a restaurant in Tampa, right? So he had the video shows the guy doing it like clear as day, but he's talking on radio now, right? So I'm thinking to myself, well, how did he do that talking on radio? But he says, look, you say you have a video.
Yes.
Okay, so how do you think you could tell people
well,
to see the video?
Well, they can go to Shyla Swanson on Facebook and watch all of her videos of her kids because they are awesome.
But here's another way. That's not what he says, by the way. But what he says is go, like, you could put a video up, like, on Facebook, or you can put a video up on the website. And then you're promoting your website, getting people to go to the website. And he said that. He goes, I come up with these video ideas to create traffic. And do you know what he kept saying this morning, which was kind of neat? He was talking about results. He had an advertiser on, and I was thinking we could do that too, right? What he did is he had an advertiser on, and he kept saying the word results. And if you think about it, MJ, and he's talking about, and then the guy comes on and says, oh, 80% of my business, I'll tell you, it was A Plan Air Condition. I even remember the name. A Plan Air Condition. And the guy from A Plan says that 80% of the business he gets is from MJ in the morning show. But it was a whole idea of why not? Like I said to you, I think Tammy knows the answer. Last year, over 500,000 quarter-inch drill bits were sold. Did you know that?
Quarter-inch?
Drill bits.
Wow.
Right. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And don't get the answer. Let's see if you guys.
You knew that.
I did know that.
But if you want to make $50, why did people buy the quarter inch drum bit? Ooh, silence.
Is that because the most popular screws?
No, because they wanted a hole. Right? No, think about it.
It's funny, though.
It is funny.
It's a joke, but it's true.
It's true. So, like, when we sell stuff, like, he was saying, MJ, that's what he was saying. He goes, who cares if my ratings aren't as high as, say, some of the other shows? He goes, what I'm selling is results.
The whole. Yeah.
And he's like, and then he said result like 10 times. And you know what he said, the most important thing he said? And then he was talking about his staff. It was just so neat. I wish any sales organization or any business can hear what he was saying because it was all uplifting. But he says, if you look at my staff, she put the video online for him, the lady. It was just so ironic. But guess who found the video? Was somebody else that was on the show with him. So somebody found the video, somebody else put it online so people, the listeners, can go to it, and then MJ talked about it.
I would imagine his office has a lot of holes in the walls.
Yes.
Half a million, right?
Yeah.
if you only use it once, yeah.
But what he's saying is that it's the old saying, show me your friends. What's the next line? Show me your friends. What's the next line?
Show me your enemies.
Show me your friends, and I'll show you who you are. I don't know who you are. No?
Right. I'll tell you your future.
Yeah.
Right. I'll tell you your future if you tell me who you hang out with.
Yeah. They're a reflection of you.
Right. So then what he said is, if you look at my staff, they produce results. Right? That's what he was saying. And then he just said result. If you listen to this morning show, he used the word result, and I'm exaggerating, probably like 100 times. And so that's what we're doing. We want to produce results.
And speaking about results, what's that website again you were talking about?
It is bcccoupon.com. bcccoupon.com, which we have our flipbook up there, and our whole website will be done soon. But where you're going to be able to go online and like show your phone with the coupon when you go into, let's say, a restaurant or get your car fixed or whatever. So you're going to be able to look at all of our books online.
Say you can't find one or something like that. Right? But the thing is, that's, I never even thought of that, actually. You know, I don't understand the web. I don't understand computers. I just don't. I can't turn one on. Literally, I remember they said turn the computer on and I couldn't do it.
That's okay.
What does that tell you? Is that embarrassing or is it the truth?
No, it's the truth for you, for your age group. You know, not everybody is.
Right, so if you said to me, go to your email, right? Imagine saying that to me to make a sale.
And you know what he would do? Tammy, go to the email.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you get my point?
Yeah. So you
got to like cover your 100% of your whole market.
Right.
Right?
But on the flip side, there's a lot of people, we find a lot of people with the younger generation that can't do sales.
Right.
I mean, they can blast out social media, they can blast out emails, but, you know, they can't do old-fashioned person-to-person sales.
Because they don't have the skills to actually communicate with people.
Yes.
Yeah, so right, so then, like, where I'm going back to, say this video, use an example. It just happens to be, because I got to drive my son to work every morning, right? He has to be there at 8:30. Right? So that's what I do. He needs a ride, right? I do it grudgingly, but I don't let him know that. But like in my head, I'm kind of grudged a little, to be honest with you. Like I'm getting up, taking him to work.
It's a routine.
Yeah, but that's the deal. So, but the thing is, they have on it, like the MJ show, he does the talk version, and then 105.5 does the music, which is a totally different station. And if you really listen to this MJ guy.
You know, MJ used to do a show here probably 20 plus years ago. It was MJ and BJ in the morning. And they were on 93.3, which was a totally different station at the time. And then their show was like rated the number one show in Tampa Bay for a really long time.
You can learn stuff. And you know who really? Ed, what's the name of the show that's after this by Gene?
Employment Opportunity Hour.
I've learned, thank you, Ed. I've learned more listening to the employment opportunity of the philosophy of how you should run a business. If everybody just listened to Gene, he's a philosopher, I would say, and he might say, no, you're probably wrong. He's so honest that when I say stuff, he goes, no, that's not true, you know. And I'm like, I puff him up. But he's a philosopher.
He's right there.
He's a philosopher. When did you come in? But he's a philosopher of how to run a good business. What does it mean to be a team player? What does it mean to be successful? What do you need to do? His whole strategy is how to hire the right people, how to find talent. What's the difference between someone that's not talented and talented? Example would be this video, right? That's just to say to you, why not every week we put a video up from now on, right? Like I'm just copying, right? Ben Franklin said, he said, creation begins with imitation. And the question was asked to him was, how do you feel about people are taking all your inventions and they're improving upon them? He says, that's the deal, that's what I want. I'm flattered. Where you're not upset, Ben? No, he was flattered.
It's like DuPont merchant. We don't make that. We just make it better.
Right. Okay, see? But I was just saying, if you take the MJ show, right, if only because now I'm getting up to take my son to school, right, to work, I mean, why don't we do that? Like you just said, the video. She already pre-has it up on our website. And guess what happens to the traffic of the website or the Facebook?
It increases.
Well, that's what Hope and I already discussed. They are going to be links because they, it's, we can't, are not putting videos up, but there'll be a link to the video from our website. Yeah. So you go to our website, click the link.
Can you
go
put
to
the video up on the website?
Yeah, but there's a technique behind the scenes. You don't want to put it actually on your website for two reasons. Number one, it's video. It takes a lot of bandwidth. It's going to slow it down. But what you want to do is you want to put it on YouTube, and then you link it to your website. When you're on your website, it looks like it's playing on your website. But because it's on YouTube, then you get the
advantage. Can say click here and see the video?
Yeah, you just click, yeah.
And you don't got to like go through all
no,
this stuff?
No, not at all. And since it's on YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, so getting more traffic.
And then why not put a video, say, of you and you, or a couple testimonials, and my wedding. Why don't we do video one of your weddings?
Well, what my new thought is.
And who are you?
She was here last week. Anyways, so this is what my new thought is starting to do, they call them reels, okay? And you can post a reel to YouTube and you can post a reel to Facebook, so you can use the same one to post to multiple platforms, which are all social media platforms. Of going, my thought is this, just, okay, for example, okay, Lemon Leaf Cafe, they're going to be having a grand opening soon. So you just go there, and it's their short little videos, and people, thousands of people watch them because they're short and they're quick, and they just show up everywhere. So you just walk up, hey, I'm at Lemon Leaf, they're doing their grand opening today. You sit down, you get some food, you let them see the food, and come and check us out. This food is delicious. Talk about it for a couple minutes, and that's it. That's the whole video.
Do you know what my thinking is with all this? Do you know why Just Do It from Nike, where that came from? Anybody? Yeah. Do you know, Ed? Where it said Just Do It, Nike.
Yeah.
Do you know where they came up with that slogan?
Actually, I just saw that movie. Like,
yeah, that's where I learned.
I can't remember where it was actually from.
Yeah, but yeah, and you know what happened? The guy was about to be executed. Right, and the guy that founded Facebook heard about it, and what the guy said is, "Do you have any last words?"
Just do it.
And he said, "Just do it."
Did they kill him?
Yeah, they shot him.
That's kind of morbid.
Wait a minute! What the heck are you? Who got killed?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
That's a good story.
No, I'm just trying to say.
That's not what I think
but, like,
about.
No,
but
I hear her.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like when I hear Tammy talk, right?
But it's supposed to be motivational.
I don't want to hear going to. Right? Just do it. You get what I'm saying?
Kill him.
Just get it over with.
We're going to. We're going to do this.
Tammy, just kill him. Let's be careful.
I am pretty sure that is not where Nike got Just Do It from.
Hey.
No.
Just do it. Just
I'm going to look it up. Angel, switch places with me. I'm doing some research right
see,
now.
See, when I hear her talk.
We're having a debate.
So you know what I think? If you ever notice, this is what we're going to do.
I'm not sure we want to know after that.
I know. Just do it. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Put me out of my misery. Just do
just
it.
Just put me out of my misery. That's right here.
Just do it.
So we got low key motives. Do you know what's going on in this book today? There's one of the biggest health things, and I could have went to it. I was going to say, can we start going to events and you let me know about them?
Of course. Well, you let me know about them, too, as long as it's after 5 for me.
You know, he inspired me. Can I tell the story?
Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. This is dark. I did not know this about Nike. I just Googled it. It says in an interview, he said that his words, Just Do It, were inspired by a death row inmate who was facing execution. And he looked at them and said, you know, let's do it. So they said, just do it.
I'll never look at Nike the same way.
I was going to say, every
me
time.
Me either.
And I've got t-shirts with the old.
Just do it. I thought it was just because someone went to sports. Just do what you can do. You know,
America's smaller.
Well, that's what their commercials look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about bait and switch. You know what that is.
You know, sometimes you don't want to know things.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I was saying was, back to me.
I'm sorry. Brian, what did you have to say?
So Loki is, the owner is Matt Loki, who I happen to deal with, whose grandma happens to come to the radio show all the time. I run into his grandma all the time, Mrs. Loki. And I think he calls her Mama. I'm not sure what he calls
her. She's best friends with Lola.
I know, but what does he call her?
I don't know.
Mama.
Mama, just do it.
Mama, just do it. Just do it.
Crap. You haven't been talking since we got on the show.
Mama, just do
it.
We've
been talking for 24
minutes. 30
minutes
left. Just get it over with.
Just do it.
Just kill me.
Here, Tammy, tell us.
And let's talk about angels.
Hey, why don't you talk? I'm going to ask Tammy a question. You listen to how I word it.
Okay.
Tammy, tell us what you're going to do tomorrow.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Just do it. Just do it.
Just do it. Yes. Just do it.
But that's where that came from. Tammy, we're going to hook up links. We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
You started with, I was inspired, and you guys sidetracked. You had a door movement.
Yeah.
He had a Dory moment.
So what's Loki doing? You say they have this great event.
Yes, they have this great event. So Matt Loki's grandma comes here all the time, and she's a thrift shopper. And that's why her and Lola get along together. Two wealthy women, just call it the way it is, and yet they shop at thrift stores.
That's probably why they're wealthy, right?
Right. And then Lola, I remember her coming in with these like $400 pair of Italian shoes.
Yeah.
And they were really, really were beautiful. All leather, handcrafted. Guess how much she paid for them?
$100.
$10.
Yeah. It's because people don't know the value of things that are antique.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. It was a name brand shoe, right? People just don't know.
Yeah. It's knowledge is power, right?
Right.
You don't have knowledge, you're not going to know.
But knowledge is power. That's true. But action.
Right.
With knowledge is power. That's where I'm saying just do it. You could.
I'm sorry. Every time you say
it's just not going to be the same.
It's not going to. You're not getting the response that you want right now.
No, it's not.
But yeah, so it's kind of neat that he's doing our front cover. He's the big boy on the front cover, Matt Loki. And it's for the Volkswagen Loki.
Okay.
And they have $1,000 off any new car or $500 off any used car. And the beauty with them is you get a full-time, lifetime oil change and a detail. So I went in there yesterday, and they detailed my car perfectly.
Nice.
Right. I met the owner here. There was a young lady that was here.
No, that's the sales rep.
Oh, sales rep. Okay.
Sales rep.
That's what's her name? LaShardé Don't Play.
Chardé.
Chardé.
Chardé, eh?
Yeah, Chardé. Yeah, so that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
So we did that. And I was wondering if we can play the Star Spangled Banner for American Masters and also for Bill Superguest. There's the big boss. And is that possible, Ed?
Just do it.
Just do it. American Masters, we're going to play the Star Spangled Banner. Yeah. Well, we're just going to play the song, the Star Spangled Banner song in honor of American Masters and also of Bill Supergas. Is that the Star Spangled Banner?
Yeah, it is.
Proudly we
hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Sounds
kind of
low.
No.
There you go. There you go.
Does anybody want to make $50 in a gift certificate?
Just do it.
Ed's included.
Just do it, yes.
In the Star Spangled Banner says, the bombs bursting in air proved that our flag was still there. Why did the bombs bursting in the air prove the flag was still there?
I'm thinking that's during wartime,
and you're like 10,000 feet away, right? So you can't see what's going on where the bombs are coming from, right? So you're like 10,000 feet away. But by those bombs bursting in the air, how did that prove that the flag was still there?
Because it lit up the night and they could see.
That's what most people say, but no.
No.
When, like, just use a pirate ship. When a pirate ship takes over another ship, what's the first thing they do? Is they take down the other person's flag and put up theirs.
Oh.
That's like one of the... So if we're throwing over bombs and we're still fighting, that must mean that the flag's still there because we're still fighting.
That's deep.
Yeah.
But positive, better than the last one, yeah.
Yeah, I like this story better.
I like this one better,
And then who wrote the Star-Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
That's right.
I'm impressed.
Very good. And there was like multiple verses, but we generally just play the first verse.
There goes my social studies test.
That's the only one
that
I remember.
Yeah, but that was sponsored by American Masters, and that was also sponsored by Ramblin' Rose Florist. He's something else there, that guy, Casey. He's given a free $10 value stuffed animal plus a rose.
That's very
no
nice.
No purchase necessary.
Wow.
And it just catches the eye, too, because I know last week somebody, unfortunately, me and Tammy know, they had a funeral, and they used their and they said it was the best bouquet and things of flowers ever they've seen. And it was put out by Ramblin' Rose. See, that's results.
That is results. That's right.
Right.
That's
right. Results. So what's going on with you? Talk. You guys talk among yourselves. Interview each other.
So, Angel, so any new events coming up? Any new clients that you're helping out?
Actually, yes. There's a gentleman that just decided to help our mission. Well, first of all, for the people that are listening in, my name is Angel Santiago. I'm the president and CEO of a company called R Community First with LRR. What we do is that we showcase not-for-profit organizations to help people that are in need. So the idea is that if you're in need of food, clothing, or a job, or you're looking for counseling, just go on our site. Type in rcommunityfirst.com, type in what you're looking for, and then the nearest not-for-profit organization will be identified to help with your needs. With that being said, in order for me to pay for this type of stuff, because I'm paying this out of pocket, I have businesses that are offering discounts. And so what I'm trying to do is a fundraiser. So the fundraiser is if someone purchases a membership card, they can use the membership card to go shop with at those businesses. We're only asking if they can provide some sort of a discount to our members. And it's free of charge, no charge to them. But it helps me sell the cards to promote, to create income, to provide incomes to those not-for-profits as a fundraiser.
That's great. So the businesses on the membership card, the business card, are those nonprofits or are they?
No, anybody could be a member. The minimum that we were asking for is $25 a year, which is nothing. So if you want to give, you know, $50 or $100 or $500, whatever you want to give to help with our mission, you have the choice to choose those amounts. But if you do, you know, if you do select, the minimum is $25. I will mail you out a membership card saying thank you, and the membership card, you just scan it with a QR code, and it will list all the businesses that are listed on our site to where they can provide you those discounts.
Very nice.
Unbelievable. I can see it. We're doing a thing, I forget how many years we've been doing it, but anyhow, where we give out turkeys, and then we also give out to where we have a restaurant cook them. And I was thinking how maybe I can tie that in with what you're doing. And the way what I found out is offer them three plans. You have the bronze is $295. The silver is $450, and the gold is $600, right? And then what I was thinking of doing this year, which I didn't do the last few years, is offer anybody that does make the donation, give them a free quarter page in addition to what they're doing.
That's really nice.
That's nice.
Right? And then this way I'm giving back and it gives them a reason to do it. And then I'm thinking now, hearing what you said, maybe I can offer them the card. Because I know the card costs you money.
Yes, it costs me money for the materials to print it and to
mail
it.
No, I know.
Yep.
So then maybe we can work out a deal for each card that you mail out, we give you $50. Would that cover the cost?
Absolutely.
Well, right. So maybe we can do something. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. And we can jump in on the website and maybe give them a banner ad for a month or something, or maybe a little spot. There's different places that we can highlight for advertisers on there. So maybe we can tag team and offer that as well.
Very good. And see how you think.
And even with the businesses that are already advertising on your booklet, if they want to give back to the community, it's not charged. Well, you know, it's not no cost to them to be a part of this mission. And all we're doing is just putting them on the website, and then it'll create a loyal customer base, and they'll keep going to their business with those cards.
Yeah. Right. Good point. So when we can work something out with your permission, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Because anybody can benefit. Yep.
I just want to do a shout out to Joe, who said, you were mistaken. He doesn't want to be on the air today. No, he was just kidding. He was actually very busy. But I just want to say, guys, go check out Gorm Postal right in Palm Harbor, very conveniently located at Tampa Road, right there on the corner of Tampa Road and Curlew, or well, not Curlew, I'm sorry, County Road 1 or Keene or whatever it's called right there at that corner. But it's 1334 Tampa Road, Palm Harbor. That's Gorm Postal. He does all shipping and all sorts of different things that you need, printing and all of that stuff. Gorm Postal, go see Joe.
And then, you know, like, what'd she leave out?
Phone number.
And then what else?
The address.
What else?
Website. I said the address.
But if I say to you this, listen to this. If I say to you, 2065 U.S. Highway 19, where is that?
Is that next to Chick-fil-A?
No.
Where's that at?
Okay, so then if I say to you, at the corner of Curlew and U.S. 19, is that better to say it that way, if you're especially on the radio? Or do you know where the corner of U.S. 19 and Curlew is?
I don't know. I'm sitting pretty close to both of
it's
you.
It's Keene. So I said Keene. That.
Thank
it's
God for
Keene.
GPS.
You said the address.
I said GPS. Keene.
We have it on tape.
Yes, we do. And I said Curlew
actually,
first.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did
we
say
have
that.
It on tape.
No, she
so
said it.
She said it. She did say it. Yeah.
Play it back, George. Yeah.
Is there any way to play back what she said?
Yeah, she said it. Yeah. He doesn't believe any of us. Yeah, she said
no, I don't.
That's what I go through all day. Yeah.
Just do it.
Okay, just do it.
Just do it.
All right. But anyhow, Tampa Road and Keene Road, and what else could be to give people?
He's in the Winn-Dixie Plaza.
Did you say that?
No, I did not.
Okay. So, see, Winn-Dixie's a landmark.
Yeah.
I find if you talk with landmarks, for me, it's better.
Yes, because you were from 1920 and you're a caveman. Anybody else doesn't know any place. They know 965 Keene Road, and their GPS takes them there.
It's like the Indian. Pass over the hill, by the rock in the left.
The big tree.
And the big tree.
Turn at the bar.
That's right. That's right. Look for the smoke signals.
You'll pass Smoking Joe.
That's why he likes St. Pete's, because all the streets are like 1st Avenue, 2nd Avenue. He knows where he's going.
Okay. So who do we have out there?
She doesn't want to come in, actually.
Okay. Oh, I bet
she's observing.
But the other one, who's the other one?
No, they're friends.
Yeah.
Oh, friends like that, who needs enemies?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll get her up. I'll get her in here.
Yeah. So anyhow, so that's good. So you sit down, Tammy.
So what is our website?
I don't even know.
BCCCoupon.com.
BCCCoupon.com.
Right, and then you can see we have a flip book on there. But I can see with this thing now, I need a little more detail that you need. So what you get is a discount card to use.
And then 10% goes donated to a not-for-profit.
And then 10% of that?
Yeah, we would donate it. So basically this is how it works. Let's say you were advertising on my site, providing a discount for advertisement, right? You said, well, Angel, for anyone who shows me a card, I will honor that card and give them a discount. So in turn,
Get money out of that?
Right now, everything is free. I'm not making any money off of it. So now, who benefits is when I sell the membership cards, the people that buy the cards benefit from it because they're getting discounts with different vendors or restaurants or hair salon or It could be anyone who wants to be a part of this. So then what that encouraged people to do is become members, so we can create funds, then we can donate that to the not-for-profit as a fundraiser.
And what is the nonprofit? What do you guys do?
Well, as a not-for-profit, we partner up with food pantries, people that might need food, or we partner up with folks that have like clothing, like gift shops, to help people for very minimal cost. There's a lot of clothing stores that sell their prices at very, very, very low price points to people that are in need. Or for, let's say, if someone wants to buy a baby crib, there's not-for-profits that sell cribs like for $10 or something like that. So that's where we're directing people to go to if they need help. Now, what do we do? So, for example, you mentioned food, right? So let's say we have a not-for-profit that provides food, but they take donations. So we can provide them funds to buy food. For their cause, or we can buy sleeping bags for the homeless. That's something I wanted to do for our community first. I wanted not to just talk about it. I wanted to provide action. I agree with you. Action is everything. I wanted to buy like a bunch of sleeping bags, so when the folks that we come across that are homeless, they all have like dirty blankets, and the pillows are very disgusting, and they're outside in the element, being when it's raining, hot, cold, and they're getting wet and soaked. I think if they had a sleeping bag, it makes them a little more comfortable. So my question, I asked this one homeless person, why are you in the street so far away from a homeless shelter? And one guy who I came across said, listen, and he didn't even look like he was homeless. He said, I've been homeless for 3 weeks. And the reason why is because I just came out of jail. I can't find a job. So I have to go to a work pool that starts at 6 a.m. All the houses that house people that are homeless, they're like miles away from these work pools. So he actually sleeps around the work pool. So he's there first thing in the morning at 6 a.m. to start working. That's why he sleeps around that area. Now, if he had a sleeping bag, then it makes it more comfortable for him. And he says, all I need is to work maybe a month or 2 to 3 months to save some money, and then he can afford an apartment, or at least get a van he can sleep in. So those are the people that you'd be surprised at who are out there. First thing you think of home is like someone who's dirty, it smells bad. And no, anyone can become homeless. Anyone. So I would like to provide something like that, like sleeping bags for them.
And that's why you never look down on someone from like a moral or spiritual hilltop, right? You don't look down on anybody. And if you do look down on them, you're hopefully reaching down to help them up.
Right. And he pulls a Bible out of his bag, and he goes, this is what keeps me strong.
Right. And it really is true that turning to God is the answer.
Yes.
And, not relying on man. Right? Yes. To rely on God. I forget to do that. I really do. I forget to say thank. I forget to have gratitude. I forget. I really do. I really forget to thank God.
You have to do it every day and make it a practice.
I know.
Because if you unplug, then it's like a battery. You know those portable batteries?
Yeah.
It's first it's all energized, but it starts going low and low and low. But then you got to plug in. Plug in is you got to go on your knees and pray.
And charge up
because right. And believe that.
And when you're praying, is a petition to God.
Yeah, and to
right?
help.
That's what a prayer is. And meditation is when you listen to what God has to say. There's a difference between prayer and meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation is to listen, to be still. And the more you're grateful for what you have, right, the more you get to be grateful for. But then it reverses now. The more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about.
If you complain, period, it's not good.
Right. And then meditate on this thing, or let this saturate in your brain. And I find it for me. I'm irritable and discontent, and I'm in fear sometimes. Right? Or I can use the word frightened. Sometimes I get that way, right? But the only way I can get that way is that I'm not trusting God. There's no other way. If I'm turning to God and trusting God, there's no way. Do you know how many times in the Bible it says, fear not?
Many times.
Anybody have the exact number?
No.
365 times exactly. And how many days are there in a year?
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Right.
It's a connection there.
There's a connection.
Don't worry about each day.
You're right.
Right, because fear is really the opposite of prayer, right? What is the opposite of praying to God, thanking God? You know, be in the effort department, but what's the next line after that? Leave the results to God.
You know, we have a pastor in the house. She's actually a pastor.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, let's send the plate around.
Okay, right, right.
Okay, hope you guys brought your checkbooks.
That's right. Right.
You'll do the collections?
Right, right. That's my wife, Lisa, by the way.
Hi, how are you?
I want to
come
here
and meet
you.
So what did you think about what I had to say?
I think you're on point. It's pointing to be thankful.
Right.
And we shouldn't be fearful. And like you said, because I work, I'm a social worker.
Talking to the mic.
I'm a social worker too, so I understand anyone can be homeless, and that's right. So there has been a major increase of the average person losing their homes, because we know why. And they're on the streets. So no one should be judged.
Yeah. Okay.
Period.
All right. Right. That's right. And then you know what? Here, think of this line how I word it, right? People who matter don't judge, right? But people who judge don't matter.
That's right.
I mean, there is a passage that says you can judge, but have a just, you know, be, you know, like a just, you know, like. I guess judging someone can be like, you know, if someone treats someone horribly, you know, are you judging that person for treating them horribly? I guess, you know, no one should judge if it's something negative, right? But if something is negative, positive, you can say, you know, like, for example, when Jesus was upset because they were shopping in the church and they were doing all this stuff instead of praying in the church, what did he do? He flipped over tables. He got so angry. He says, you know, judge not, ye not be judged. But then he also got very upset with them, you know. So people might look at that he was judging them. But there's righteous judgment as well, you know.
Right. And that's why I say if you show me your friends, right? I'll tell you your future.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, can I judge when I see my child hanging out with crack addicts? Can I judge that person? Yes. Right? So there is something to hang out with the winners, right? Mm-hmm. To be associate yourself around winners and judge people for your own protection of what type of character they have.
Yes. You know what's helped me a lot is when you plug in, because sometimes I'm human, I unplug, thank God, you know, Jesus Christ died on the cross and forgiving our sins. But when you actually build a relationship, because really it's a relationship you're building with God, right? So once you build that relationship and you maintain that relationship, you're just full with love, you know, like love. And I guess it's kind of hard to explain for the folks in Barry and I experiencing this, but once Jesus, God is love. So when you get closer and closer to God, love just radiates from within you out. And all of a sudden you don't worry about anything. You don't judge anyone. If anything, if someone's actually down and out, you want to help them out.
Right. That's right? Where they say, don't let the left hand know what the right hand's doing.
Right.
And what Jesus said was, here you're helping someone out. You don't do it like to get congratulated. The left hand doesn't even congratulate the right hand, because you're supposed to just do it, right? Just do it.
That's why you asked me, you know, how you make money. I never started the R community first about money. You know, I was inspired by God to do it. I was just being used as an instrument because there was a need out there.
No, I get that. Yeah.
So I'm still, like, okay, God, I'll listen to you. Here's the beautiful how God works, is that he'll never actually do something and you go without. Right. He'll provide.
Right. And what it says in the Bible is the sweat of your brow. The next line is, from the sweat of your brow, God will provide.
And he'll bless you if you're doing what he wants you to do. So the money will come to pay for this. But when it comes in, it's to help others. Right. So that's my approach. People always tell me, well, how do you make money doing this? So you're focusing on the wrong thing. Don't focus on the material things and the money. When God tasks you to do something, just do it. God will take care of the rest.
Right. But there is something also, too, that a fool and his money are soon parted.
Yeah.
Right, or I forget the person that said that, but a fool only argues with a fool. Right? So just because God gives you it, right, which he has woken your spirit, right? But he also wants you to be smart, mm-hmm. right? It's like, okay, say an airplane's going down and your child's next to you. Who takes the air first?
Okay.
Huh?
You can.
Who?
The parent.
The parent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why. Why does the parent take it first? So he can help the child.
Child. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. It's the same thing with your business. Mm-hmm. You need to take care of yourself so you can take care of others.
Yeah. I would look at it as building a house. You know, if you, someone is not going to come to a place that there isn't structure, right? Structure. You know, having, you need to build your home. Once you build your home, then people will come to the home.
Right.
But you got to build something. You can't just say, come here and you have nothing to offer. Right. You know, you're building something and you're giving people something in return. You have a house built. And then it's once the house is built, people start coming, then God will touch their heart and say, okay, listen, I, you know, like-minded people would then help you as well. You know, 100%. That's what I'm finding.
Right. Or even my experience has been the people you help are the ones that don't. Yeah. I hate to say this, but the people you help, say the homeless guy, I'm not saying they're, but just my experience has been the people you do help are not the ones that help you back.
Oh, no.
Right? It's the ones, So what are you supposed to do with blessings?
It's a blessing to be able to give blessings.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the answer, right?
Exactly.
When you get blessed by God, is to bless others.
Yeah. Right. There's people that I went to this food shelter place, and the people kept coming over and over and over again, and they were talked to with pastors, you know, encouraging them, but they just have the same routine. They're still on drugs. A lot of people are on meth and drugs, and their psychological makeup is totally changed because this drug is just destroys so many people's lives, and they and their bodies change to the point that they need the drugs. It's just, you know, it's very difficult. Then once you're in meth and you're so much in drugs, to get out something like that, it takes a lot of work to do that and a lot of support. And right now, unfortunately, there isn't a lot of support out there for these people that are on the streets because there's so many of them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you saw Skid Row. We saw on TV the other day. If you go to and there's a place called Skid Road. I think it's in, I don't know if it's Portland, Oregon. They're walking around like zombies. I mean, literally, I couldn't believe it. It looks like it's a horror scene from a film, but it actually exists in the United States. They walk around like zombies, crunched over from all different type of races, of different race, of different backgrounds. They're lost. And it's just so many people you have to help. So I guess you could do it just one at a time. But I think that if we all got together, honestly, I think we can make a bigger impact, but it's easier to ignore than to address it.
You can actually hurt someone. You want to hear this? You can hurt someone by helping them. It's called enabling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Enabling, right? People got to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. And the worst thing you can do is to just give someone help. Isn't that crazy?
No, I believe it. Yeah, you're enabling people, but give them something to help them, you know? To
sometimes it's against human nature.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you guys at all, but we do have a caller. We have Jason on the line from American Masters Handyman.
Did you hear the Star Spangled Banner? Jason?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We played the Star Spangled Banner in your honor.
Well, thank you very much. It's a privilege.
Yeah, and we played this song. You want to make $50?
Do I want to make 50?
It's a gift certificate, but just still.
You need me to fix something?
No.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. I call that.
Okay, so here's the deal. In the Star Spangled Banner, it says, "The bombs bursting in air prove that the flag was still there." Why did the bombs bursting in air prove that the flag was still there?
Okay, why did the bombs burst in the air and prove that the flag was still there?
That's in the Star Spangled Banner. That's the words. Why were those
survived.
Words? What's that?
Well, we survived, I mean, right?
Yes.
The bombs burst in the air, but our flag was still there. It showed we were victorious.
Right. That is right. Explain that. Like, do you remember what I told you? Say, like, when a pirate ship takes over another ship, what's the first thing they do? They take down their flag and put theirs up. So if you were, say, 10 miles away and you saw our side throwing bombs, one thing you knew, they weren't overtaken. Because what would the first thing they do when they're overtaken? They would take down our flag. So the fact that the bombs were bursting in an air prove that the flag was still there.
That's it. We conquered.
We conquered American Master Handyman.
Amen. That's right.
Eye job specialist, Jason Norris.
Yes, sir.
727-758-8049. And we played Star Spangled Banner in your honor and then did a commercial for you earlier. And here you are on the radio.
He might have heard the radio.
He might have heard the song. That's very good. So why don't you ask him some questions. You do that.
Okay, sure. Oh, so Jason, you're a handyman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. And what kind of jobs do you do around the house that are handy?
Well, pretty much whatever you need to get done. Let's say you got that honey to-do list. You know, this needs to get fixed, that needs to get fixed, something you've been putting off to get done. We do flooring, we do painting, we do cabinets. Pretty much whatever it is our customers need done around their house, we're able to step in and where somebody else left off and get it right for you.
Terrific. And how long have you been doing this?
I got a lifetime of doing this. It's all I've ever really done. I'm very mechanical and very skilled with my hands. A quick learner, so through the years I've been able to work beside some very great skilled people and learn the trade from the bottom up.
Wonderful. Are you licensed and insured?
Absolutely. Licensed, insured, workman's comp, everything that you need to operate a fully functional, successful company.
Terrific.
And you know how many people he has working for him?
Oh, yeah. How many people do you have?
15.
Wow.
When I said that to
him.
Yeah,
we got a full house.
And he said to me, I need 25 for my jobs.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I could definitely use some more skilled guys. You know, skilled guys with a good experience, always needed.
Sometimes they're hard to find, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
So if you're a skilled laborer with... And you are a carpentry inclined or a handyman inclined on odd job specialist, give Jason a call. He's looking for workers. He's in Pinellas County. His phone number is 727-758-8049.
I have a question.
Okay.
So when you come across jobs that are pretty big, do you refer people to get financing for the work and you help them that way or no?
Okay, so as far as financing...
Yeah, like for example, if you know, because it sounds to me you're a jack of all trades, right? So it sounds like you can do it all. So do you like refer people to some lenders to get some loans to help them fix?
You know, that's actually something we've been looking into the last month.
Okay.
Typically, like I'll work through a lot of contractors, or usually residents. You know, they save for a certain project or whatever the case may be. But I would like to be able to provide that kind of service. For people that have bigger jobs that need to get done, that way it don't directly impact their pocketbook so hard.
Yeah. Well, I might have some suggestions for you. So, we're going to be...
We'll call you afterwards. And yeah, then absolutely. This is pastors in the house right now. If just real quick, listen, what are you pastor weddings and funerals?
Yes, my name is Tina Scally. I'm an interfaith minister, and I perform women weddings, life celebrations, spiritual direction, and right now Hope, who was on before, is setting up my website. So this is my retirement job. And in my past life, I was in law enforcement and I taught criminal justice at local colleges.
Wow, huh?
Yep.
Isn't that pretty cool, Jason? Huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well-rounded right there. You make me want to get married.
That's it. Well, if you do, just give me a call. 914-588-6853.
That's it. We're doing something for a guy, too. Last week he was here. He's looking for a wife, remember?
Yeah, you told me this story.
Right. So anyhow, and we're doing it. He placed an ad with us, and we have a picture of him in the ad. And then going across the top is not American Masters. It's going looking for a wife. I'm not kidding.
That's great.
And then we're going to do Win a Date with George.
Why not?
So anyhow, it's pretty cool, right?
You can do that next, Jason.
It's good working out.
Oh, man, my plate is full, man.
Okay, you got to find time for that.
I'm kind of an organic guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I like the natural way, old school.
Right.
Yes.
That's good. That's good.
That's kind of funny. Is that wrong that we're doing that, actually?
I don't think so. I think it's an opportunity.
No, not at all.
Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
Jason.
Each their own, whatever it takes.
That's
He's creative, right?
That's it. That's how I look at it. People are against internet dating. I look at it, why not?
Why not? Okay,
yeah, so there you go. Put yourself out there. You never know what the cast net pulls in.
That's right.
American Masters, yep. Handyman. Mm-hmm. We got Pastor.
Yes, Tina Scali.
And then we got
Angel Santiago.
And then we had Hope out there with the, she's the internet guru lady. And then we have this young lady here.
Without her headphones. She's my lovely wife.
And what's her name?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa's a chocolatier. Okay. And that's her next business.
Chocolatier. You like chocolates, Jason?
Oh, my gosh. You got me. All my attention.
So when I marry you, we'll bring the chocolates.
There we go, man. That's made in heaven.
Anyhow, thanks for being on the show, Jason.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good luck.
Good luck. And thank you, Ed, for doing it, the producing.
Thank you, Ed.